Thank you, Carolyn. Go right ahead.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Fellowship Day of Debtors Anonymous. First, I want to thank Maureen for asking me to speak, and certainly the rest of the DA General Service Board who has worked so hard in putting this Fellowship Day together. I want to tell you some key points in my personal journey of recovery from compulsive debting to becoming self-supporting and living the prosperous and peaceful life that I now have by the grace of all of you and a loving power that I call God. But first, I can't help myself from saying something about debting, the debting problem, and this amazing program we call Debtors Anonymous. We are all here today because we share a malady that has affected our physical, financial, emotional, relational, and spiritual well-being. It is a disease that is not recognized and continues not to be generally recognized today. While we might be willing to share our difficulties with alcohol, drugs, food, even perhaps gambling with colleagues and friends, we are often loath to reveal our financial troubles or total indebtedness. Everyone in this Zoom call, and those of us who attend regular DA meetings, knows, as perhaps no one else does, that, guess what, there is a solution. It's hard to recognize a problem if you don't know of or believe that there's a solution. And we all know that there is a solution, but it's at first difficult to believe in it. Newcomers to DA often say to me, sure, it worked for you, but I just don't believe it will work for me. The first three steps of our Debtors Anonymous program set us up to recognize the problem and gradually or suddenly come to believe that we can be restored to sanity. We are asked to make a decision to take a risk, a leap of faith, to give DA a chance, to believe in the people that came before us and a power greater than ourselves. And the promises of DA are vast. Excuse me for getting excited here. Vast. That we will live a prosperous life unencumbered by fear, worry, resentment, or debt. That a loving presence above us, within us, around us, or between us is the source of our abundance. We will ask for help and guidance and have faith that they will come. A big ask. And yet, these promises were written by real people for whom they had come true. Real, flawed, real, imperfect people like me. These promises are coming true for many of us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but they are all promised for all of us when we work this program one day at a time to the best of our ability. A life of prosperity and serenity will be ours. So, my life today is vastly different than the life I had when I first came to a DA meeting 32 years ago, July 7th, 1988. I was sleeping on my ex-boyfriend, not boyfriend, ex-boyfriend's floor, because once again, I had quit a job with no idea how I would support myself. I lost my apartment, had credit card debt, and was unemployable in the field, which I had a high graduate degree. He kicked me out after 3 months. My father had been my first credit card, financing my life, and he'd say to me, get good grades, honey. That's your job. You don't need to work. And so I didn't. After graduation, I quickly learned that good companies don't like to hire people with no experience, no matter how many degrees they have. So I worked in boring, low-paid jobs, always with subsidies from my dad. After so many fits and starts, I was morally defeated, depressed, and honestly considering putting an end to it all. And that's no joke. I became very suicidal at one point. And I know many, many people who have. I mean, we know that this program can bring us to death, despair, you know, a lot of bad things, financial ruin. My father financed me yet again, and I made it to the end of 1987. I have had miracles in my life in DA. They began in 1988 when I found my way to a career counselor's office. There, I met a woman who introduced me to Al-Anon. And from Al-Anon, I met this man who told me about the money program. I only remember that my first Debtors Anonymous meeting was downtown Boston, in a building that had a lot of cement, and probably those from Boston are familiar with it. There was a large table with about 30 people around it, DA pamphlets. The DA books hadn't come out yet. The nice, wonderful 12-step books hadn't come out yet. The AA literature was there, the big book. And then there was this large scissors in the middle of the table. I was in my emotional, financial bottom and willing to do just about anything. So I picked up the scissors and cut up my credit cards. And that's what they were there for. That was my first surrender in this program. It wouldn't be my last. I've had many surrenders, but that was my first surrender. My first sponsor came to me from the Belmont, Massachusetts meeting of Debtors Anonymous and told me I needed to stop taking money from my dad. I had a $1,000 check in my hand and placed it in front of an altar I had created. It's kind of like a God box, and promised never to cash it. The anxiety that came was overwhelming. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't relax. And the next miracle happened when I became willing to accept, to believe that a power greater than myself was the source of my abundance and not my father. This was my first spiritual awakening, and it was profound. Probably my biggest spiritual awakening ever was when my panic attacks went away, my anxiety went away, and I felt a sense of calm come over me, and I really believed that I would be taken care of, that things were going to be okay. So I plunged into this program, worked voraciously like a drowning woman. I think Bill Wilson says something like this, a drowning person who holds onto a life preserver. That was me. I did the 12 steps with my sponsor, went to lots of meetings, read literature, did a spending plan, lots of PRGs, visioning exercises, which was big in Boston at the time. Whatever was suggested, I did. When my sponsor and PRG people then encouraged me to take a permanent, because I was a temp secretary, but they encouraged me to take a permanent job as a secretary, I was deeply disturbed. They called it a recovery job. But what would people think of me with a graduate degree being just a secretary? I could convince myself that being a temp was just temporary. I'm not really a secretary. But taking a permanent job as a secretary was major ego deflation. And Bill Wilson talks a lot about ego deflation in his literature. And this was it for me. But I found that ego deflation was my ticket out of debt into a new world filled with true prosperity, joy, contentment. One of the most important decisions I ever made on my road to becoming sustainably solvent. So with the help of a DA friend, I got an interview at a large Boston hospital. This job offered dental, health, retirement, bonuses, and a good salary, something I had never gotten before. So I was instructed to be rigorously honest. So when they asked me if I could do medical terminology, I told them no. And when they asked me if I could use a word processor, I said no. But favorably enough, nobody really knew word processing at the time. Believe it or not, at the end of the 1980s, people were still using IBM typewriters. So it wasn't too bad. But I was a fast typist, and I was smart, and they hired me. In DA, then, I learned how to keep a job, a major learning for me at the time. And also though, to how to ask for a raise, which I thought was an amazing revelation. At one point my expenses were going up, but my salary wasn't. I was told to get specific and clear about the numbers. And this is, you know, the answer, the miracle's in the numbers, you know, getting clear about the numbers. Get clear about the numbers. What do you need? How much do you need? How much additional money? And I was told to go talk to my boss about it. And I was told to tell her how much I really loved the department and how much I loved my job and wanted to keep it. and told her the specific amount of money that I needed in order to keep that job, and asked her if she could help me. And you have no idea the sense of empowerment that came over me when she found a way to finance that raise for me. It was a moment of revelation for me that I had that ability to create, you know, to move things along. So let's fast forward now. 5 years as a secretary. Can somebody tell me how much time I've got?
You have 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks so much. Okay, so now I've got 5 years as a secretary. I finally decided I was ready to go back to my chosen field. I got a 3-year fellowship in that field. And after that was over, I moved to Vermont, which was my DA vision. There, that's where I met Jan S., a very well-known DA, who was the chairman of the board for a while. And with some other local DA members from others who had come up to Vermont from other states, they wanted to bring the DA program to the Green Mountains. So we were off and running. For the next 10 plus years, we were a vibrant DA community, and that's where Maureen comes into play. She was part of that vibrant DA community. It was an exciting time, like an adventure. And it brought to mind for me when Bill and Bob were starting the AA program. It had that kind of an energy to it. I plunged into service. We held retreats at the Bill Wilson House in Dorset, Vermont, which is actually where Bill Wilson was raised. We held annual Do DA days, went on group outings to fellowship days in other states, brought meetings to Canada, to Montreal, and they came down to our events. I had many sponsees, one of them from Florida, who's probably on this call right now. She's been with me for 18 years. I only met her once. It's all been over the phone. So that's amazing. Watched her grow tremendously in this program. So I've had a pretty good spin in DA. My life has changed drastically. Now I'm married, built a dream house, which I'm sitting in right now. I have cats, which I've always wanted, but I felt like I was incapable of. And also a well-paying job, moderate paying job, but a lot of friends. But DA to me is more than anything an inside job. And that's why in this program we say, it's about the money, it's not about the money. The transformation of my internal life is what I appreciate most. My sense of joy and serenity, my spiritual practice, the moments I spend in my yard with my cats sitting next to me purring. Of course, I don't feel great every day, but mostly I don't have that great anxiety about money. Occasionally I do, but now I know that there is a solution, that I have a program that I can take any problem, any situation I face, and help me come through to a better place. The promises have come true for me one day at a time, some quickly, some slowly. I wish you all the willingness to jump in, to immerse yourselves in DA if you can, and to experience the wonderful recovery that is available to us all. And with that, I know I probably shorted you guys a little bit here, but I do wish you a wonderful fellowship day. Really enjoy it. Enjoy the program. I love you all. And that's all I've got.